The launch comes as Pyongyang complains about upcoming U.S.-South Korean military exercises. VOA's Bill Gallo has more on how South Korea is responding.
South Korea's defense ministry on Thursday responded cautiously, saying it continues to analyze the launch.
The government has been keeping an eye on the related activities and urges North Korea to stop acts that are unhelpful for easing military tensions on the Korean Peninsula.
South Korea has said it will go ahead with planned joint military exercises with the United States, despite North Korean objections. Washington and Seoul have already scaled back those exercises, but so far, that is not good enough for North Korea. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Celebrations erupting on the streets of Puerto Rico overnight as the governor announces he will resign. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Following nearly 2 weeks of protests and political upheaval triggered by the leak of crude and insulting chat messages between Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosselló and his top advisors, a crowd of thousands erupted in cheers outside the governor's mansion in Old San Juan late last night after he used Facebook to say he'll step down a week from tomorrow. The island's Justice Secretary, Wanda Vasquez, is set to take the job, becoming Puerto Rico's second-ever female governor. I'm Matt Small.
Tunisian President Baji Caid Essebsi has died. The Office of the Presidency said the veteran politician passed away Thursday. Late last month, he had been hospitalized for a severe illness. Essebsi was Tunisia's first democratically elected president. This is VOA News. Former special counsel Robert Mueller spoke to members of Congress Wednesday. He said his probe into Russian interference in the last presidential election did not exonerate U.S. President Donald Trump of allegedly trying to thwart